Rockport's Dalton Jones, coach, 6-0 heading into week 7. I guess, first of all, let's talk a little. Last night, I know you kind of go in there as a major favorite. You take care of business. You get a lot of guys, I'm sure, a lot of snaps. Just what did you take away from, you know, your win on Friday night?
Well, I thought we, you know, yeah, we did our jobs. And one of the things that I think I was most impressed with was our guys, you know, could have easily just come into that game and you know, maybe just gone through the motions and felt like they were going to win. But we were locked in from the get-go, you know, trying to do the right things. I mean, we took every snap seriously, every, you know, every rep or every block seriously. And guys were getting after each other if we weren't doing the correct things, or, you know, getting on each other if we were doing the correct things. So, you know, games like that, you know, DeKalb's well coached. They do a good job. But, you know, they're a younger team right now. So, we kind of, you know, we just took that approach of it. Like, you know, we just need to tighten some things up. We need to make sure we're where we're supposed to be, doing the right things. And our guys took that to heart, and they've done that the last couple of weeks, just taking things like that to heart and taking ownership of their team and how we respond to certain things. So, it was just good to see. That was, I really liked where our focus was you know, how he just fired on all cylinders.
Yeah. To that point, coach, it's got to be, you know, awesome for you as a coach when you have a team that's, you know, the number one team in the state, rated number one, and not satisfied with just an average performance or just a win. They want to, you know, dominate, I guess.
Yeah. These guys from the get-go, from the start of, from when we probably had our meeting, you know, and then we got in the weight room, you know, these guys, they want to be good. They want to do well. They want to do it for each other. They want to do it for their community. I mean, so they're, you know, they're always trying to one-up each other in practice. They're always, you know, kind of talking a little smack here and there in practice. And it's, you know, there's just a group of guys that are fun to coach because they want to be good. You know, they want to listen. They want to do the right thing. So that makes going to work easy. It makes it makes it just kind of a fun ride either way. So super fun to have, and what a good group I have. I'm blessed to have.
Getting into that last third of the season now, coach, what are some areas, and I'm sure, you know, it's like all the areas, I'm sure, but like what are you really, you know, honing in on, focusing on, trying to sharpen up for, you know, that stretch run?
Yeah. Well, I'll try not to give you too much coach speak, but it's going to sound like it, but it is the truth. I mean, you know, alignment, you know, we need to make sure we're aligning correctly. We need to make sure we're our fundamentals on some of our coverages are correct. You know, we're looking to tighten down a few of our run fits and some of our tackling. But then just, you know, just our fundamentals up front, just on the offensive side, just making sure we're protecting the football. You know, going through our reads and making the correct, blocking the correct people. Cause, you know, things obviously get tougher from here. Especially when you're this late in the season and you're going towards that playoff push, things are going to get tough. We just have to be on it. We have to be communicating. We got to be, making sure we're blocking the correct people and blocking them correctly. So there's still plenty that we need to get better at, and there's still plenty that our guys want to get better at. So, you know, we're just looking at it one day at a time and just keep trying to better at something.
All right, South Holt coming up. I know they're coming off of a win last night and kind of had to, you know, pull away. What do you know about South Holt? I know you've seen enough of Coach Peterson's teams that sometimes you not always know what to expect, right?
Yeah, no, you never know. Coach is a good coach. He'll come up with something. He'll have something ready for us, I'm sure. So we're you know, we're going to go out just preparing for, you know, what we've seen and, you know, expect a very physical football game and, you know, a well-prepared team. I mean, they'll come out well-prepared. They'll want to, you know, beat us on our home field. So, it'll be a big game for us, I think. I think our guys are up for the challenge.
What do you need to see on Friday night in a game against South Holt? What's important?
I think just winning up front, up on the offensive defensive line. I mean, we got some pretty physical guys up there and guys that are you know, getting better. So I think for us, we just need to make sure that those guys are winning those matchups and winning that side of either side of the ball, offense or defense. And then just making sure we're making tackles and doing what we're supposed to do.
Rockford head coach Dalton Jones. Coach, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. And I wish you guys the best this week, all right?
All right. Thanks. Really appreciate you having me.